You're allowed to let it now shura soak even in hot water. Avi, it's not on top of the fire. It's in the kli rishon, it's mutter. Something that was cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to let it soak now in the kli rishon, providing it's not put it on top of the fire. Rashi, kol shabo b'chamim means kol meluch, any salted thing. Shabo b'chamim erev Shabbos. You already soaked it before Shabbos. Choyzkrin v'sharon oisim b'chamim Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it again on Shabbos. Vein ba mishum tikkun. You're not being mistaken this salty thing. Sharei mistaken kvar was already cooked from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to bring it now on Shabbos, put it into a kli rishon. V'Shabbos. V'chol shaloi bo b'chamim lufnei Shabbos. Anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, is the locha madichinoisoi. Madichinoisoi is a shayla poshtim, means you're allowed to pour hot water over it. So it's a shayla if yod iru from a kli rishon is also, that means you're not allowed to pour hot water out of it from the chaynik onto something that wasn't cooked. That's also, and we hold like that, so here it has to be from a kli sheni. If you tell you pour it into a glass. Now in a kli sheni, you're allowed to pour it on top of something else. It's iru from a kli sheni, as blazer a kli shlishi, there's no bishla at all. So madicha noisam mecham Shabbos. You're allowed to pour hot water from a kli sheni on top of it. Chutz min amaliach, a chutz from something that's salty. Min amaliach yoshen, something old, an old salty fish. V'kulayis hospanim, also a salted fish. Here you're not allowed to even pour hot water over it from a kli sheni. Why? L'chura kli sheni is not mevashon. Shad choson zui gemar malachim shemamini. Because this shemamina. Because this salted fish, all it needs to be edible is just to pour hot water over it, even from a kli sheni. So you see, since normally kli sheni is not mevashon, because it doesn't make it edible. But here, this salted fish, all it needs is just hot water from a kli sheni over it. That's the derech bishul. You chayi for that. So what did now reg also? Even though you're only putting the egg near the hot water chaynik, but since the mitzvah, this egg is becoming edible through this cooking, it's also awesome midraisa. Trashi. Chutz midag meluach yoshin, an old fish, oikulainasos oikulayis hospanim, dag shakurin tanina, type of a fish. Shad choson zel gemar melochten. Now, me the korole gemar melachta, since it says just soaking this fish in a kli sheni, this gemar melacham, shema mina zel bishul of a chayim. That's called as bishul of a Shabbos, and it's like a chayim of the raisa. That's all you need. Right. The vloyav kiyenu besudrit. The Mishnah also says now this egg, you're not allowed to crack the egg on a hot handkerchief that was heated from the sun on Shabbos, because the handkerchief is going to cook the egg. And Rashi says it's mutter. Fred Zok Demora, behold, it's now, that's what we learn. Noisnin tav shlutoich habor, vishvil shei shomer, you'll have to put like a hot shalom pot inside a bor, inside a hole, because then you should keep the heat there. V'yasamayim hayofim beroim, you can put good water into bad water, vishvil shei tzananu. You have hot water, you want it to cool off, you can put it into cold water to cool off. V'yatatzoni, and you'll have to put cold water, v'chama, in the sun, v'shvul shechamu. You'll have to take a cold glass of water, and leave it in the sun, because the sun should heat it up. Is the churas faket from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't leave the egg in the handkerchief that was heated up from the sun. So you see, since it's being cooked through the sun, it's also awesome. And here it says you'll have to leave hot water in the sun. So you'll have to leave cold water in the sun. Is the churu leimer Rabbi Yosi of Leir Abodim? The churu this brisa only goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah says you're allowed to cook the egg in a hot handkerchief. We'll see also from the sun you're allowed to cook, but Leir Abodim not according to Rabbi Abodim. So the Gemara knows you say this all like this. Omer Rav Nachman, v'chama. If you want to cook something on Shabbos with the sun, the kuliyamu lepligi dishori. Everybody's mutter. You're allowed to take something on top of your roof, even though you have a nice hot sun baking down, and cook the egg on Shabbos. Whatever you want, you're allowed to do in the sun. The sun is not a derech bishol. There's no istim d'iraisa. Rashi says v'chama b'shemesh dishori. The ain derech bishul v'kach. Rashi says yisoid here. It's not a derech to cook with the sun. V'chama b'yol l'michlefo. I'm with the Rabbonin. Nobody makes a mistake between fire and sun. Everybody knows sun is sun, so the Rabbonin didn't make a gzeirah. Since the time from this, when Moshe says, Alocha, the Shalaf, you're allowed to use a microwave oven on Shabbat. Is that called Bishl or not? Because a microwave oven, the Emerson doesn't get hot. You put your hand inside, there's no heat there. So maybe it's mutter. Because Manaik from this Rashi, the only reason why Cham is mutter, because it's not a derech Bishl. But anything that's a derech Bishl is also to do, that'll be it's a Bishl. The male microwave oven, since it's a derech to cook that way, even though it doesn't get it hot, but still that's the derech bishul. It's also to do it on Shabbos. So, Kitzer, to cook in the sun itself, everybody's maskim it's mutter. So, male, it's less price to leave the hot water in the, leave the cold water in the sun, everybody holds this mutter. The chamakun lo pliga di shori. Now, betoldus or, something that got heated up from the or, that means a pot that was on top of the fire. And now you took the pot off the fire, it's cool, yamalei pliga di yosser. Everybody holds that's yosser, that's our Mishnah. You can't put the egg near the mechum, near the hot chaynik that was heated up from or, that's yosser, that's derech bishlitz yosser. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes in the Mishnah, betoldus achama, a handkerchief that got heated up from the sun. So, Ramasova, Gazruinon, why did the Rabbanan say it's also in the Mishnah? Why can't you put this egg in this hot handkerchief? Are you allowed to put the egg in the sun itself? So what's wrong with the handkerchief that got heated up from the sun? It's vital, not worse than the sun itself. The territory is only awesome with the Rabbanan Exerim. The Rabbanan say, Gazruinon told us, Achama also told us, or once you're allowed to cook the egg in a handkerchief that got heated up from the sun, people think, who would then you can cook the egg in a hot shinik? That the shinik got heated up from the ore, and that's awesome in the raisa. Since it got heated up from the ore, told us ore is awesome in the raisa. Only told us a chamer is mutter. So the Rabbanan said is exerum. If you come to use a told us something that was heated from the sun, you come who then you can heat up something heated from an ore. Well, Masav Rabbi Yosi says like Gazrinan, he doesn't make this exerum. A told us a chamer is also mutter, and the chamer is also mutter. So Melas Melk Sira, this braisa. That's what the braisa says, you cook the cold water in the sun, that goes according to everybody. It's a little bit vital. It says also in the Mishnah, you can't make hatmana. You can't put the egg inside the hot chol, the hot sand. So the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Yosi say it's also here also? L'chura, the reason why they're born after this, the hot sand, I, the hot sand is only heated from the sun, it should be mutter. Teretz is a gzera. It's a tolder, the chama, also a tolder's or. And Rabbi Yosi says it's mutter. So why isn't Rabbi Yosi doing it here? Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, no, here Rabbi Yosi is moida. You're not allowed to put the egg inside hot sand. Gozru sheme yatum remes. Since you make a type of hatmona, like sticking it inside the hot sand, it's daimat hatmona, we're afraid as if you wrap around the egg now with a hot coal. And that's also, so what then to put it in the sand is worse. Rabbi Yosi form of nation, mazes of him koimu. It's a shalaf of muksa. Since you want to stick the egg inside the sand, and the sand is muksa, so that's why he's masking it's also. It's only in the ratio to put the egg in the handkerchief. It's not muksa there. There's no shalaf on atmona b'remes there. There is matter. But here you have these two gzeres. For the more my v'naya, what's enough gemina, whether choshe mishum muksa, you're moving the sand, or mishum shamiyat b'remes, a gemina of tichuach. If the sand is very, very soft, mamish a soft sand. There's no metaltum. You're not going to move the sand like the egg falls into the sand by itself. It looks like you're wrapping around in a coal. Well, that's an issa, because shema yachti, you'll hit the coal to make it burn better. There is exeru. The more meitzvei, there's shem galilayma, megalgalin beitza agabe gag roseich. Rav Shmuel says, "Megalglin beitzi, you're allowed to roll the egg agabe gagrosech on top of your roof. As mamish burning hot from the sun, you're allowed to roll the egg. You have to cook the egg on Shabbos. V'yein megalglin beitzam agabe sidrosech, but on top of hot lime, then you can't let it roast on Shabbos. Is bishleim leman v'yom." You hold naflamet tesam ralef by the two dots halfway down. Let menul bechoil. And cook it like in the choil, in the hot sand. That Tanakama said it's also. And the Yosi was, no. Yeah, the Machlekes in the Mishnah was by a sudrin. If you put it into a handkerchief, a hot handkerchief, that the Tanakama said it's also, and the Yosi said it's mutter. Here, let menu b'choil, everybody holds it's also. You're not allowed to put it into the choil, you can't put it into the sand. That everybody holds it's also. Lo yat menu b'choil. For at the Gemara of Alif Lugnami Rav Yosi b'ho, how come Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue here also? To put the raw egg, into hot sand. The Mishnah says it's also. The Shalom, why doesn't Rabbi Yosi argue, just like Rabbi Yosi says, you're allowed to put it into a hot handkerchief? How we said the Svar is because cooking in the sun, everybody holds a smutter. And Machlekes was told us hachama. Something that got heated up from the sun. Is there a gzera or not? Rabbi Yosi says there's no gzera, therefore the hot handkerchief that got heated up from the sun, you're allowed to cook with. Who are the lechura hot sand should also be allowed to cook. So that's the question. Why does Rabbi Yosi say here it's also to cook in the hot sand? So the Gemara, Rabba Omag Zerusha Miyatnab Remes. Here it's worse. If you put the egg inside the hot sand, it's exactly like making a hatsumana. You're like covering up the egg all over. So it's exactly, and since the sand is moist of hevel, it makes it hotter and hotter. You have the regular exactly, you can't be matum or dover moist of hevel, because maybe you put a remnant, you put a coal there, and we're afraid you'll hit the coal on Shabbos. So that's why here he asks, mashenkin in a handkerchief, in a cloth, you wouldn't put a remnant, a hot coal, because the coal will burn up the cloth. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is matum in the Mishnah Yolad, a cook, in a hot handkerchief that's heated from the sun, there's no gzer of hatmona. Mashenkin here in the sand, it looks like hatmona, here is Mardu Tzosa. Yab Yosef Omim of Leisha Mezes Ophim Im Koimli. A new gzer. We're holding with sand, so Rashi learns when you put the egg in the sand, you're moving the sand on the side, and you're making a guma. So Rashi learns in this house, also guma. You're making a hole. So Rashi, Shema Yoz is offer, Shema lo yehe shom chil okur, the stand won't be set aside, l'chol hatzarech, enough to put the egg inside it, v'yosu lazuzay offer hadovik, you come to separate the dirt that's stuck together, v'evi choyfa gum, as if you're making a hole right now. As I learned Rashi, Toys learns there's no choyfa gum here, it's answerich l'gufon, Toys learns pochidas muksa. We're afraid when you put the egg inside the sand, you have to move the sand on the side to be metal to muksa. So that's why in the sand of Yosti is moed with tzosan. Mashenkin before by a handkerchief, there's no muksa involved there. So there you're allowed to put the egg in the handkerchief. But the more my benai, what's not mean these two tamin, whether Yosti is moed by the sand either because the xerisha miyatim beremis, or else he's moed because it's mazes offer, a gibenai wafatichuach. If the earth is like a sand, that's very easy for the egg to go inside. So mishumez is to move the dirt on the side. You don't have to. You put the egg in this sand and it falls in by itself. Mashenkin al shemel yatma meremes, that will still be the gzera. It still looks like the egg is covered up with the sand. You still have the gzera. Maybe you'll be matman with a real coal, and then there's the gzera, you'll come to hit the coal. Trash yofet yichuach klema. So Rashi Shita is that of by mazes means you're making a hole. Here, since it's very soft ground, the lekla mezes the mazes. You don't have to be chesed, you're going to make a hole yourself. Because right to the egg just goes in by itself. So that's an afkamina. What's the reason why Rabbi Yossi holds this usher even in the sand? So the more mazes. You have Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Megalgalin beitzo agave gagroseich. You'll add a roll, a soft egg, a raw egg, on top of a roof that's heated up from the sun. But you can't roll the egg on top of sid, hot lime, and as far as poshid, because lime got heated up from ore, from fire. So told us, or according to everybody's also, Mashenkin, the roof that got heated up from the sun, told us hachamr is mutter. This is according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that told us hachamr is mutter. So, but the shal is, why, the more bishleim, laman diyom, exerishin, yapim remits, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to put the egg in the sand. So how come the sand that's also on top of the roof it's mutter? So if the reason why the sand is also because it looks like hatmona, you're wrapping the egg around in the sand, it's good. On the roof, you don't have that much sand there, so there's no yatim remits, it doesn't look like hatmona. You're just rolling the egg on top of the roof, so there's no xeri yatim remits. It's told the sachama, Rabbi Yossi holds, told the sachama is mutter. Lekele migzer. That says the reason why you can't put the egg in the sand according to Rabbi Yossi, the way Tosfos learns, because you have to move muksum, you have to move the dirt on the side, is the chur ligzer, his avaminer is on top of the roof, kafat, there's some sand, there's something there. So when you roll the egg on top of the roof, you're also moving the sand. So that's the main exam, maybe you're going to move muksum. The Terence says, no, stam gag less for yoffer. A stam roof doesn't have any yoffer. So there's no gzer shem, you move the muksa. So what's the only thing that's wrong? That the egg is being cooked from the hot roof that was heated up from the sun. That's called tolda sachama. That according to Rabbi Yosef, that's mutter. That's Rabbi Yosef Shita in the Mishnah. If you have a handkerchief that was heated up from the sun, you're allowed to wrap an egg inside the handkerchief now. Because it's cooking on Shabbos, but it's only tolda sachama that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So it would be good. So the Torah says this goes going to everybody. On top of the roof, there's no gzera shemiyatim remits, and there's no gzera you move the offering. Therefore, it's a posher told us acham that's mutter contributing. Toshma, bring another raya. The Mishnah says ma'ase she'osu anshei Tveria. The anshei Tveria did a ma'ase. Ve'viu silon shel tzoyin. They brought a pipe of cold water coming through it. Le'toich omo shel chamin. They are the Chamei Tverya, the hot wells of Tverya. So they put this cold pipe of water to go through the hot water, and the hot water heated up the cold water throughout Shabbos. And the Mishnah said it's awesome. So Bishleim Laman Diyom, Gzeres Shem Yatma Beremetz. If you hold that the reason why it's awesome, because Yatma Beremetz has Atzmona, that's where Rabbi Yossi is Moidi, even the Chodl sand, you can't put the egg, is Haino the Domel Atzmona. Here also the same thing. You're putting this cold hose of water through the Chametzray, it looks like it's Atmana. You're like hiding the holes into the Chametzray, it's at Beimet Atmana, that's why it's awesome. And of course, the Havimina is that Chametzray was heated up through the sun. It's only told us the Chama. So the Shvakit is, why is it awesome in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi? It should be Mutter. Chametzray was only heated up from the sun, so you should be allowed to put cold water into the Chametzray. It's only told us the Chama. The Teretz is, because it's Yat Memeremet. Anything that looks like Hatzmona, there are Bona made Gzeru. So that's good. Elo Laman Diyom of Nation made is off in Koimoi. But the one that says, no, the only reason why Rabbi Yossi asks is to put it into sand. Because you'd be Metalto Muksa, or else the way Rashi learns, you're making a Guma, you're making a hole. Mayik Lameima. Here, when you put this hole of cold water to go through the Chametzray, there's no Muksa involved. There's no made is off. You're not making any Guma. So why does Rabbi Yossi hold this Mutter? The Chur, Chametzray, you should be mutter according to Rabbi Yossi. It's the Kashan, this man, the Yom, that says the only reason why he's Maida by sand is because sand is Muksa. The Chur here, there's no sand, so why is he hold this mutter? And the Gemara, Misavrit Maisa Tverya. Asaifah Koi, who says the Mishnah brings down the Maisa Tverya to bring a riot to the Seifa to say that Vale told us, like the Choyl is also according to everybody. That's the same reason why Chametzray is also according to everybody. No, Aresha Koi. I'll tell you, it's going according to Aresha. It has nothing to do with the Seifa. It's not a Shiloh of Chamed, of told us Hachama. It has to do with Aresha. So Rashi Aresha Koi a Plutum v'Rabbonin he goes in time he's told the Machlekes it goes according to Rabbonin the Amri law that they say it's awesome. Abul Rab Yosi Kai Gavna Le Misasur El Mishum Dahani told us or Ninu. I'll tell you what that the Aresha goes that Chametzray is talking about the Aresha. Aresha Koi the what the Mishnah says in the Aresha Lo Yafkiyenu Besudrin. It says you're not allowed to put the egg even in a hot handkerchief. And that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi was Mater. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, told us the Chamer is Mutter. Now, Avochi Kamala Rabbonin Rabbi Yossi. When the Mishnah brought down the Mai Sanche Tverya, it was the Rabbonin like a bringing a riot to themselves and asking the Kashi, you Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbonin are saying, for Maisa the Yanche Tverya, there's Maisa of the Yanche Tverya, that they put the cold pipe of water through the hot springs of Tverya, they told us Chamu. It's the Havaminer is, it's only heated up Chametzray from the sun. The Yasrulhu and still the Rabbonin and still the Rabbonin said it's also. So it's a riot to Rabbonin Chita that told us the Chamer is also to cook in. Who then you're not allowed to put an egg then in a heated up handkerchief. Even though the handkerchief was only heated up from the sun, but since it's a toldos hachama, it's a gzeru otto told us or. They won't know the difference whether it's heated up from the sun or heated up from the or. So you see, told us hachama is also. Hey, this is the Rabbonin's riot for themselves, not like Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi do with this? Malahu, Dr. Rabbi Yossi Tzurig, Hahu told us or who? You can't bring any rayam from Chametzraya. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm also asking Chametzraya also to cook up with on Shabbos. Why? Because it's called told us or. You know how Chametzraya gets its heat? From fire. Which fire? The Chalfi Apischid Gehenim. It goes over the Pesach of Gehenim. It's underneath Chametzraya as where Gehenim is. But the Ramban brings down, there's a Gehenim on this world and a Gehenim in Shemayim. There are two Gehenims. So the Gehenim on this world is underneath Chametzray. So the heat the Chametzray gets is from Toldos Orim. So even Rabbi Yossi is worried about it also to cook, to use the Chametzray to cook with on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi is only Mater and Toldos Chama. If the handkerchief got heated up from the sun, that you're allowed to cook in on Shabbos. Because just like you're allowed to cook in the sun, you could also cook in Toldos Chama. But Chametzray is like Rabbi Yossi is heated up from Pisrei the Gehenim. Havad with Sasa Koin to everybody. Can't bring me any Raya. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizda. But the Chizda, Mimaisa, she also wants to